Ricky Skaggs has a new record out. I do. Tell them all about it, Bruce. 1946, 1947.
Right.
Flatten Scruggs.
Bill Monroe.
And Flatten Scruggs.
Right.
Tribute to the fathers.
Honoring the fathers.
Honoring the fathers. I read all about it in the New York Times. Raving about it.
Yeah, they really liked it. I think they liked it because...
Even the liberals like you.
The liberals like me. I don't know why. They like it.
But you should tell them really what's happening with it. Cause
yeah, well, you know, sometimes generations kind of forget. They go on and move on. And this iPod generation thought may have forgotten who those fathers were. And I thought it was kind of high time that we honored those men and let folks know really who laid the foundation stones for bluegrass music. And Bill Monroe came to the Grand Ole Opry in 1939. And he kind of searched around for a few years for a music that he felt like was really a style that could be, you know, his sound. And because it was so important to have a unique sound back in those days, as it is really today, I think. But he tried a few things and minimal success. But he put together a great lead singer named Lester Flatt. 1945, and great fiddle player Chubby Wise, bass player named Howard Watts, Cedric Greenwater was his stage name. He did comedy. Some bass players do comedy. <That's smart. laughs> He's the Melvin Goins suit. But they completed five guys when they found a great fella banjo player, 21-year-old Earl Scruggs. And that was from Shelby, North Carolina, Flint, Delaware. And the rest is bluegrass music history. And we'd like to do you a couple of songs from that CD. We have plenty up with us tonight. And this is kind of what it would have sounded like if they'd have had a hot piano player.
Bruce.
That's hot, man.